Last time on Playing Games with Strangers.
Wilder, you feel something large skitter up your pant leg.
I do the scaredy pants dance.
Yep,
that's a good point.
Undo the belt.
Everyone close your eyes.
Yep, I undo the belt to try and fish whatever climbed up my pants out.
So yeah, you start undoing your belt and you drop trow. You drop trow just in time to watch a giant spider-like creature that has about 10 legs and a tail that looks like it was like it belongs on a lobster bite into your leg and start climbing into your skin and under it.
Oh!
Hey, Pooh, hold him down.
Do you want to be conscious for this, Wilder?
No.
All right.
I punched Wilder. I hit him upside the head.
Stumblefoot, you come up as you watch Callum. You watch Callum starting to stab into an unconscious Wilder.
I know how this looks.
With Pooh watching.
I'm going to walk up to Callum and cast Guidance on him.
It's a good thing I'm a surgeon.
What a way to go. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Playing games with strangers. You know there's no danger. So come on in. We're all friends. Playing games with strangers.
You take, go ahead and take 5 points of damage.
Healbot is here. I can fix the damage.
And Callum, I need you to make a
Constitution.
No. Trying to. It's been so long since we've done actual things other than storytelling, but
it's been so long since we've carved into our friends.
It's been so long. It hasn't been that long for me.
There is that too. Like what? Like a reaction roll.
A reaction?
Or a reflex roll.
Whose?
You.
Me?
Yes.
What's my reflex? Why am I reacting? I did this.
I'm trying to.
Well, that would be a dexterity save.
Yeah, that would make sense. Give me a dex save, please.
Boy, will I.
It'll be the best dex save you've ever seen.
No, because I'm using Sage's Portals dice, so.
I do not own the properties of probability.
Huh, 14. With a plus 7.
Wow. Yeah, so as you plunge this dagger into Wilder's gut, the back end of this creature comes out, and on the back side of it under a tail you see something that looks like a human mouth with teeth and a human tongue.
I'm sorry, and you said the back end of this creature under a tail.
Mm-hmm.
There is a it's human like mouth with a tongue.
It's a spider crab
lobster thing.
Spider sorry. Lobster. That's why you had to take your headphones out because there is the, mm-hmm. the yeah. but lobster.
Crustacean.
Think the crustacean. Lobster.
And it you watch
lobsters or just mermaids to scorpions.
You watch this humanoid mouth snap just shy of your fingers, and then it sticks its tongue out and starts to wrap its tongue around your finger at the hilt of your blade.
Around my hand.
Around your hand, because cool. You're cutting into them.
Good, good.
Did this particular piece of nightmare fuel come from your sick imagination, or did you find this in a book, my friend?
No, this is coming straight off out of my head.
Oh, good.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
I will Slayer's Prey it, which is basically just my Hunter's Mark.
Uh huh.
And then I'm going to try and pull it out since it's on my hand.
Well, it's not on your hand. It's just wrapping its tongue.
Well, I am going to wrap my hand around its tongue. give it a yank. You know.
That's the name of this episode.
Give it a yank.
I don't think it is.
No.
I don't think it is the title of this episode.
Wow. Okay. All right. I'm a little bit flustered now.
So is this
That's
creature.
That's not what I meant.
Go ahead and give me a perception check as you begin to try to pull this creature out.
Perception. That's a natural 20, baby.
Yeah, you notice Stages that portal. As you pull on this creature, it has a hold of something inside Wilder. And as you pull on it, even in his stunned state, he begins to wince in horrific pain. Mm-hmm. And blood starts to gout out of him as you pull.
Am I close enough that I could, as he is pulling this thing out, could I take a thwack at the body of this thing with my hand axe to try and kill it?
Oh, you got lucky, Dave. Dave, I need you to take 8 points of damage, by the way.
And if not that, I can stab it with an arrow.
I think we're going to have to roll some initiative at this point, because we got Dave's things happening.
Initiative with Dave's body?
Yes, I'm fighting Wilder's limp, lifeless body.
I think it's less we're fighting Wilder and more the organ crab lobster thing.
Organ crab is an interesting term.
So everybody roll initiative for me, please, and we'll determine.
I'm technically not there.
That's well, true. The people who are involved with this is okay. What I'm saying.
I've got a 14.
This is just to get me on the track, John.
Here, hang on.
I know how you roll.
Ooh, maybe I should have kept.
Yeah, I was like, wait, 17 is much better. I'm going to go grab some water real quick. Oh, organ crab. I love him.
Is it bad that all I'm sitting here going is, oh, we can do Valentine's Day merch with the organ crab going, the organ crab loves you.
I love that idea.
Ah, and have a little like terrible
yes.
Baby crab with its mouth puckered and then a heart around it.
It should say, or you should have it with like an anatomic heart in its hands. And it says, the organ crab says, wants to give you his heart.
No, give you a heart. It may not be his.
Well, it belongs to him. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
That's like telling the girls that their weave is their hair because they bought it. Everybody I've told that to thinks it's funny.
That is really funny.
Including the person who was cutting out their weave at the time that I said it.
All right, so Pooh, you're first up in the order.
Who is me?
Yes, I am. I am. I am here. It takes a while for words to get into my brain.
So Callum's trying to yank this thing out, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to lend a hand with that.
No.
Okay.
I stopped pulling.
Well, I'm just going to try to grab a different part of it and help pull.
Okay.
So.
Nice knowing you, Wilder.
So you grab onto it. To grab onto it, because this thing is kind of thrashing around too, go ahead and make a dex roll.
Yeah. That's a one.
And that one?
Yep.
All right, yeah, you try to grab in there and you miss the thing altogether, so you can't.
What do I grab instead?
Some random organ inside Wilder.
Oh, that's not it.
Spleen.
All right, gross. Well.
Wilder, you take another 8 points of damage from having a random organ just get grabbed and squished.
Thanks, buddy. I'm trying to help.
You know what? I'm just going
to... I'm going to slowly back up.
Stumblefoot, you're up.
Okay.
Real quick, Callum, do you still have a hold of this thing? Or did you let it go?
Oh, I did not let go. No.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
I was planning on stabbing it if Stumpy doesn't.
So I am going to take a swipe at this thing with my hand axe. Stumpy, thank you. Thanks for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. Anytime.
Go ahead and take a swipe at this thing inside Wilder with your hand axe.
Stumpy and grumpy. Okay. Come on, baby. Dwarf. Give us a high roll.
It's cut off Callum's hand instead.
No! 20! Nice.
Go ahead and roll damage.
I haven't swung my hand axe in forever. I don't even know what it does anymore.
Your hand axe is a
cuts
D4.
Things. Yeah.
Or is it a D6?
Cuts things.
I want to say it's a D6.
It is. 1d6 slashing.
1d6 slashing, and it's a plus one hand axe, so it was a d6 plus one. Okay. And in true Sage's Portal fashion, I rolled a 1 for damage, so that's 3 points of damage.
Can you guys just make that a banner on your...
Roll high, roll low.
We promise a crit. We just don't promise which one.
All right, so you hit this thing for 3 points of damage, and some black ichor leaks out of it into Wilder.
Oh, good.
That's really healthy.
Wilder, go ahead and take 10 points of acid damage.
For me. Oh, no! It's just getting worse! Oh,
I'll be fine.
You asked for it.
You could say that Wilder has a really bad case of heartburn, right?
Dave, did you ask John to kill you off so you could roll a new character?
Yeah. No.
I was done.
Cal, you're up.
Yeah, interesting that it's my turn already, huh?
What are you talking about?
Well, I was going to stab it. Now I don't know what I want to do.
I appreciate that you called it an organ crab in the initiative counter, in the initiative tracker.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best phrase for it. I truly enjoyed that terminology.
Okay, so I have its tongue currently.
Uh-huh.
The tongue is coming out from its butt underneath its tail.
The mouth that's underneath its tail.
Mm-hmm. And where is the tail located?
It has teeth.
And the tail is located on its butt.
It's got a butt mouth.
Just checking. I know I didn't roll high on my medicine, but I'm trying to figure out the anatomy of this thing. How big are we talking? Like chihuahua sized or like?
It's about the size of two
fists. Like a human brain.
It's about the size of two fists put together.
Perfect. And where's about did Stumpy here cut it?
He just nicked it, like, beside the tail.
Nicked it. Interesting. So now, here's a question. Can I reach in and grab it more with my other hand?
Go ahead and make a dex roll on that.
Straight dex?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. What's my dex? Hang on. Well, I don't, but I think I found a liver. I don't.
What'd you roll?
You rolled a 2.
Oh.
Plus 3, so 5.
That's a 5.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, it was.
You take another 2 points of damage, Wilder, as
I'm punching into your abdomen.
Callum just bites it. Just not bites into you. Punches
no, I sure don't.
Drowning in viscera.
You know what? I'm just gonna stab it. Yeah.
You already used your action to try to grab it.
Does it technically count as me trying to attack it? Can I sell it in that way?
I don't think a grapple, because that's technically what a grab is. I guess a grapple works as an attack.
I suppose.
All right. Organ crab.
I will hunter's mark it as well, though.
Okay. The organ crab, as you have a hold of its tongue.
Sure do. Iron grip.
Suddenly just slides right back up into Wilder as the tongue detaches.
Don't worry, I can't lose it now.
And as you look at the tongue, it has a mouth on the detached point that it has. Kind of like a lamprey mouth.
Tasty.
And it grabs onto your hand and bites into you. Like attaches like a leech.
Fascinating. Now here's a question.
I don't want it.
Don't worry, I've got it. Are they both hunters marked now? Is they are technically the same thing?
No.
Okay. Just make
because one, you don't need the hunter's mark, the thing that's in your hand now, because does a 16 hit your DC?
My DC?
I mean, sorry, your AC?
Yes, because I have an obnoxiously low AC, I've realized today. Okay. Maybe inaccurate. I'm not sure.
Go ahead and take 4 points of damage as this thing is starting to suck blood out of you. And
I hope you like the taste of undead.
The wound is starting to close itself.
The wound that it has bit into me, or Wilder's wound?
Wilder's wound.
Sir, I'm recording.
And based off of your hunter's mark, you also note that the organ crab has crawled up into his chest cavity. Pooh, it is your turn.
I don't really know what to do here.
I'm going to look around helplessly.
You know, I'd say that it just belongs in there now.
Well, now Wilder has a passenger as well.
So it crawled back into Wilder, right? I mean, like it's, we can't see it anymore.
Right. And the wound is closing itself.
Yeah. Yeah, Pooh doesn't have any good ideas.
he never this. Does. Don't worry. I got this. Sir, you...
Do you need anything there, Callum?
Pull my finger?
You want me to pull your finger?
Is the thing, like, dangling off your finger?
Yeah. It's attached to her wrist. His wrist.
All right. Sorry, whatever.
And it's like a... Not huge. So I'm just going to kind of like...
It's like a tongue.
Clap it.
It's like a leech tongue.
It's really long.
Yeah, tongue. I'm just gonna try to squash it. Yeah.
Just okay. Go ahead and roll that attack.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's pretty good. So that's a 21.
Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. Sorry, dice. I guess this would be just a. That's a 6. That's 9 damage.
Yeah, the thing basically explodes like a giant zit in your hand.
Okay, perfect.
And all three of you are showered in a spray. Actually, sorry, all four of you. Sorry, Dave, I forgot. You're technically still there. Are showered in a spray of blood and pus that smells like fetid fish.
Yum.
Oh, well, that worked.
Yeah, no, I just got to get the other one.
That's gross.
And it doesn't look too great, Stumblefoot. You want to do your healy? That's all for me.
Stumblefoot, you are up.
All I have are bad choices.
Don't worry.
Welcome to Pooh's world.
Don't worry. My next one's going to be a real bad choice. Have no fear. Dave, if I kill Wilder, I'm sorry. Maybe.
Part of the game, man.
Yeah. I think I'll kill the other thing, though, too, with it. I mean, with you.
Hey, I mean, 2 for 1. Why not?
Yes.
2 for.
I don't know if it's going to do any good, but I'm going to cast Protection from Evil on Wilder.
Okay.
It's my favorite spell.
So... Until the spell ends, one willing creature you touch is protected against certain types of creatures, aberrations, creepers, aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead. I don't know if this is any of those things. The protection grants several benefits. Those types of creatures have disadvantage on attack rolls against the target, and he also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. I don't know if this counts as a possession, but...
More like an inhabitation.
Yeah, I know. I'm grasping here. I'm groping, but you know, I'm trying desperately to save my friend Wilder. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to burn a first level spell slot and cast Protection from Evil on Wilder.
Okay, you cast that.
I'm going to make bad choices.
Does the organ crab begin to move around some more, or is it just?
You don't know.
Well, I'm looking at him. Do we see it moving around underneath his skin, or is it stationary appearing?
You do not see any movement.
Okay. That's it. That's all I'm going to do.
Okay. Callum, you're up.
Yeah, I'm gonna make some bad choices.
I would expect nothing less from you.
Can I kind of discern where it is?
At this juncture, if you make a medicine check.
What about a survival check?
Eric, when it comes to organ placement in an individual, would you say survival would work for that too?
Well, am I trying to discern where his organs are?
Well, this would give you a clue as far as where the thing is.
I mean, as far as where his organs are, I would call that a medicine check because that's medical knowledge.
Okay, it is slightly left of the sternum. So slightly left center chest.
It's a dangerous area. Yeah.
Meta knowledge, Eric knows what that is.
But that's just using your hunter's mark only. Mm-hmm. If you'd like more information, feel free to roll that medicine check.
Medicine check's not going to get me anything else.
There's a certain Bon Jovi song that might be appropriate for this moment.
Living on a Prayer?
No.
Shot through the heart!
So here's what I'm thinking. That thing needs to come out of him. And I've got a knife in my hand. So we're going to do our best. And based on where I think it is in relation to where his heart might be, I'm going to do your favorite thing, John. I'm going to use my ring.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Squid being the agent of chaos tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And instead of aid, I'm going to cast aim.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm just going to try and aim where I think it is. And not his heart.
Give me a quick second to figure out how that's going to affect you.
Mm-hmm. Maybe how it's going to affect Wilder is a better thing for you to figure out.
I'm only mildly terrified.
It's fine.
This is normal playing games. We're
distinctly
good.
My aim is to not hit his heart and hit the creature. That's my goal in this. Other organs, I don't know, but the heart is the one I'd like to avoid.
I'm going to get so used to this, like, almost dying thing
that
by the time Wilder gets ready to die,
it never gets easier.
I thought John was just like, no, you're going to die today, so you won't have time to get used to it.
Yeah.
Sir, can we not?
I'm not holding out a lot of hope for poor Wilder on this one, honestly.
What?
You've got this, Wilder.
All right. Okay. I'm going to let you use this as steady aim, which is a supplementary rogue class feature. So you have advantage on this roll.
Oh, boy. All right. Is this just an attack, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing I have advantage because Sage's portal is coming in hot. Much better. 24.
Oh, yeah. That hits. So
he wasn't a moving target.
Tell me exactly what you're doing so I can respond to this.
I feel like it was a hope and a prayer of like, I think it is right here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stab in and try and get it. And then we'll try and get through.
So you're just stabbing. You're not trying to make an opening to find it. You're just
Yeah, but it's like stab in, open it, because I want to get it, but I also want to be able to get it, you know.
Okay,
but the slicing is kind of
I can tell you, as somebody who's taken a A&P class, you'll be able to stab through the ribs.
Yeah,
but tough. You're not going to be able to cut down through.
I'm going to move this motion.
Oh,
between. Oh, it's fine, don't worry
retractor.
About it.
Dave, you're going to be so sore.
We have magic. Don't worry about it.
I already am. I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and roll damage on this.
Great. Let me get all my extra dice. Sir, no. Stop. Let's see. That's another one of these.
I'm going to need you to stop.
That's one of these. Pardon. Hang on. And another one of those. Great. That's 3, 4, 5. Six, 10 points of damage.
All right. So you do 10 points of damage to this thing, and it starts to gout more black ichor.
Mm-hmm.
And you see kind of a, you hear a hiss and more smoke coming out of it. Or you hear a hiss and there's smoke coming out of the wound. Wilder, go ahead and take 8 more points of acid damage.
Okay.
Could be worse.
Sure.
And here's what you see happen. As you use your knife as kind of like a speculum to open mm-hmm. the chest wound that you just made in Wilder, you watch as the front end mouth of this thing bites into Wilder's heart, and you see the veins around the heart kind of go black as when it bites into it, it injects something into him, and then the organ crab just stops moving and becomes lifeless.
But does Wilder become lifeless?
I mean, you can feel free to make a medicine check.
Yeah, these go really well for me.
That's literally what you're doing right now, though.
Oh, well, that wasn't terrible. That was a 17 plus 3.
Oh, 20. Dirty 20.
Yeah.
Wow. Through the open wound, you see his heart still pumping, and he's still breathing.
Is he alive?
Just in case this is some kind of thing that it has infected him with, I'm going to put a hand on him and cast Lesser Restoration, just in case.
And that does?
It can end one disease or one condition. But I don't... The conditioned are blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. But I feel like poisoned is what this could potentially be. But maybe it's a disease. I don't know. I can cast that later.
Okay.
Then I'm going to look at Stumblefoot like,
Stumblefoot will cast Cure Wounds. I think we're going to burn the level 3 spell slot on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to bend down next to Wilder and be,
Wilder, buddy, are you okay?
So that'll be 24. 24 points. I heal Wilder for 24 points.
Okay. Oh.
And... I am freaking out right now.
Personally?
Yeah, because this is bad. I don't think we fix this at all.
Yeah, well, this party has a real knack for not fixing things and continuing to move forward.
I am going to cast Lesser Restoration also and try to cure a disease. I'm going to try the disease route.
Tag teaming. See, this is, yeah.
Okay.
And I'll look at Callum and say, you're right, it is a lot of spells for one cave.
Yeah, you know, and in hindsight, actually hold that thought. I'm going to go see if that light, I'm just going to look and see if the light is still down there.
It sure is.
Is it closer? Further away? Uh-uh. Is it still perfect? All right.
Same spot.
You know,
is Wilder conscious?
No.
How does he look? Does he look pale?
He's starting to look a little ashen, and the veins in his body are becoming dark, so you can notice them.
Sort of like
that scene in Lord of the Rings where Frodo was wrapped up in that.
Yeah,
he was stabbed. Yeah. Oh no! When I see,
I think he needs CPR. I can do that.
Nose ghost.
No, no, stop, no.
Wilder, is he?
Can I like gently tap his face? I'll actually take some of my water and pour it on him.
All right, you pour your water on him. Nothing happens. As you tap his face, he's cold to the touch.
This isn't good.
Wilder.
Yes.
As you are unconscious, you feel a pain in your chest, and suddenly you are transported into something that looks a bit like a cathedral. Squid, you might want to take your ears out.
Yeah.
You are transported into something like a cathedral with stained glass windows all over and webs all over the place. And you hear a voice coming, echoing from around the room saying, What delectable morsel has been delivered upon my doorstep?
Hello?
It speaks to us. Welcome to my home, said the spider to the fly.
What am I doing here?
What indeed? I don't think that Talona should be the only one to have a little bit of skin in the game. What do we think?
I don't know what you're talking about. What skin?
He thinks to speak to us. Let's go down and greet him. And you hear a skittering noise as a large spider-bodied woman descends from the ceiling.
Yeah, as she descends, I'm assuming I'm like not quite in a prone position, but I'm not standing, so I'm like scooting myself like away.
He thinks to run. Well, that's rude. Come here, little morsel. Speak to your new goddess.
No. No, thank you.
This was not a question. And she skitters towards you.
I try really hard not to pee myself.
She takes her two pincers, her front two legs, and she jabs them out towards you and grabs you and picks you up and brings you towards her face. And she goes, ah, a closer look then. Hello, my delectable treat.
I turn my face away from her.
She, with her human hands, she turns your face back towards her. She goes, no need to avert your eyes. Tell me, what is your name?
Wilder Filch.
Wilder. What an unusual name. Well then, Wilder Filch, would you like to return to your home?
You mean my friends?
Whatever works.
Yes.
Would you like to be empowered to save your friends?
What do you mean empowered? I can do things. I just haven't had the chance.
He thinks he can do things. I'm talking about beyond what your mortal body can do. To be backed by the power of a goddess.
I don't understand.
Pledge yourself to me, and I will empower you to do great and mighty things. Betroth yourself to the Queen of Spiders.
Why?
Because there has been a stirring. There is this upstart named Carrick. We do not enjoy his presence. He seeks to unite the Abyss and the Nine Hells. And we can't have that.
Okay.
And you, in your pitiful human form, are not enough. Be my champion, and we can make you more than what you are. Swear yourself to me.
You're saying that you can help me defeat Carrick, and
I can just
have lunch. No. You're actually going to help my friends and me. What you do with the power is your business. I will task you with things from time to time, but I promise it won't be too intrusive. Can I defeat Zaos? Well, do you know Zaos? If I gave you a peek behind that curtain, what fun would it be for anybody? I can tell you that as you are now, you could not. In fact, as you are now, you would only make a mere delectable nibble. Perhaps I should have a taste. No, fine. I want to help my friends, and fine. Well then, my love, you should be on your way. And she pulls you close and leans in and puts her lips to yours and begins to kiss you.
Oh my.
And as your eyes open, you see Pooh hovering over you, giving you mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Get off me.
It's so good to see you again. We took care of that thing.
And Wilder, as you wake up, you begin to feel a new power surge through your body.
The power of Pooh.
How does Wilder look?
He looks pale. His veins are a bit more pronounced, but not as dark as they were when he was unconscious.
But he has 8 more legs. So,
ladies and gentlemen, Spider-Man.
Spider.
What happened? Did you get the thing?
Oh, we got the thing, didn't we, Callum?
Yeah, you know.
And you left the body in his chest as it closed itself up.
Oh, I would have taken it out if his chest closed itself. Like, I thought, like,
we got the thing.
I'd have pulled it out there.
It's very dead. And you are alive.
Would not have left that inside.
How you feel? You look a little out of it, but that's to be expected.
Surprisingly, not terrible. Weird dream.
You know what they say about dreams.
I've been having a lot of them lately.
They're a wish that the heart makes.
John, outside of how I feel, would I physically notice anything different about myself?
I mean, I'll say this. You do feel a little bit, you like I said, you feel power. You feel that surge of power in you. Your skin is a little bit paler and your veins are a little bit more pronounced. But you also notice you don't want to drink anymore.
Pros and cons. You know, there's pros and cons.
What do you want to drink?
Nothing. I'm fine. I think I'm going to kick in whatever's going on. I mean, Stumblefoot's been helping a lot. So, I mean, maybe that's it. Maybe just, I don't know. I should put my pants back on.
Go ahead and what are you trying to check, Stumblefoot?
This sudden sobriety seems a little out of character.
Okay.
From a guy who was just jonesing for a drink less than 4 hours ago.
Okay.
Well, let's see how we did. Insight. That would be a 15.
Are you trying to hide anything, Wilder?
No, I think he's not trying to hide anything. He's just trying to come to terms with what happened, trying to kind of separate fact from fiction.
All right. You get the feeling like he's telling the truth as far as not wanting a drink, but he seems rather unsure as far as what just happened. A little bit discombobulated.
Wilder, I feel like we lost you there for a moment.
You're right.
As I'm like buckling my pants, I suppose I'm a little embarrassed that I'm, you know, not all put together, but yeah, a little foggy, maybe.
Whoops. Well, we're glad to have you back.
Has it gone that long?
It seemed like, you know, a good hour or so.
Well,
but
it may have only been a couple of moments, but it wasn't good.
No. Any moment without you is not as good as a moment with you.
Well,
Should we investigate that light and then get out of here?
I'm not particularly sure that we should keep going.
What if it's something good or something bad?
Well, with that 50-50, you know, it's real tough to decide.
Well, in my book, we have enough unknown things going on. So if we can know something, then why? Well, that's a plus.
What's this light you're talking about?
I can see a light right there.
I look the way that Callum is pointing.
You see no light.
There's no light over there.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. But I can see it, and I could also see Pooh when he was invisible. So, you know, I don't know.
Right, okay. Well, I suppose maybe we should check it out then. We've come this far.
All right, let's go see what it is.
All right. I mean,
Wilder, are you okay to come with us, or do you want to stay here, or aliens around somewhere, I suppose?
I mean, I could go.
She's back.
Is Aileen with us?
No, Aileen left.
Oh, okay. I mean, I could. It's up to you if you guys think you need me or not.
Wilder, I always need you.
Okay. I mean, fine. We can go. We can go all together. That's fine. I mean, I'm sure Christopher and Aileen are fine. Sure. Let's go.
We go.
Following Callum.
You guys make your way further down this tunnel.
And I am staying quiet and very aware. Yeah,
staying quiet. And as you get towards where you see the light coming from, Callum, it's actually it comes at a kind of like a T junction where there's two tunnels, one going left, one going right, and it's a wall directly in front of you. And towards the left hand path, with an air, you see almost like it's written in neon yellow light on the wall, a series of what looks like question marks at three different angles.
Is nobody else seeing this?
What does it look like?
It looks like a bunch of question marks, like three of them, facing different ways.
Are you gesturing with your fingers where it's at, or?
Yeah.
I think.
Pooh?
Yes, I've seen something like that before. Right?
Well, I was about to say, actually, Callum, make a performance check with trying to show. Actually, you don't need to do that because you can actually see it. So you're just running.
I'm just like, it's there and there.
Pooh, you recognize this as the symbol where on the ruined
walls.
Yeah, the walls of the ruins.
Yeah, I've seen this before on the walls of the ruins where you, Wilder, went into that portal thing. The door. That wasn't a door, but it was a door.
Is this more like the dreams, you know, where there were all the doors in the abyss?
No. We were me and Orbog and Wilder were there.
Right.
Remember that?
Yes.
And on the wall there was, I remember there was something, you say the yellow?
Yeah, bright yellow.
And squiggly.
Yes, like a question mark.
Yes, I've seen that.
So get rid of it? Or, you know.
I don't think you can, but I think there's another portal thing around here, maybe. Or this is Zeus marking his territory. Or
this is
a magical, like, magic is like a sign in the stone saying that this is a magical point in the earth, like a line that's, you know, laying somewhere. Like where magic flows. That's a thing, right?
Like a ley line. That's what we're talking about, ley lines.
Would you say that as the magic flows through
Swift as a chorus
the land, it would be a magical mystery tour?
Yes. Yes, that exactly. Could we get tickets?
Well, good night, everybody.
Jeez, one Beatles pun and I break the whole game?
I don't like the Beatles. I've established this as fact today.
I'm not broken. I'm still here.
So, okay, so this is marked here, and it was also marked in the place where there was the door, which isn't, it's not a door you want to go in, right?
Right.
Callum?
Right.
Yeah?
Make a perception check,
please. No. What if I don't?
John, can I cast Detect Magic?
Okay.
Why okay. Magical? Currently radiating. That's, let's see, an 18 plus 7, someone do the math. It's high.
Okay.
25.
Yeah, as you're looking at this, in your peripheral vision to the left, down the left tunnel, way far down this tunnel, you see another yellow light.
So do we think these lights are important? Like this one light?
By the way, Stumblefoot, yeah, you cast your Detect Magic, and off of the area that Callum was gesturing at, you pick up some illusion magic from that area.
Okay. Got it.
You picking up anything, Stumbly?
Aye, from right there, it's someone's cast illusion magic on the wall.
What happens if you touch the wall?
I touch it.
Nothing happens. You feel the wall.
Nothing.
So what's illusionary? The wall or what Callum's seen?
What Callum's seen? Or maybe someone's used illusion magic to hide it from us.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can see things that most people can't.
How many fingers am I holding up?
None.
She's good. He's good.
He really is, yeah.
So, do we think this is important? If this is a marker for something.
Are there any other markers?
I hesitate to say yes, because I don't know if I want to keep going further down this tunnel. But yes, that way. And I'll point.
Okay.
So we should go.
Right. What about Aileen?
Yes, I wondered that as well myself.
And Christopher.
We can always come back.
From the perspective of podcast listening.
We can always come back.
To here, or to her.
To here. We can always come back here.
Yes. Maybe, unless we die, you know, then there's that.
Right.
But I did that already, so I guess done.
Yes, I think we should.
You didn't seem to appreciate my humor.
Perhaps we should put a pin in this. And a goal.
How far away is Aileen from us, would you say, John?
I'd say you guys have probably made it a mile into this tunnel.
Oh, so, well, that's more than 30 feet. Never mind.
Let's go back.
So, what's our goal here?
That's a great question.
Not for no one.
Well, we saved Wilder. We got rid of the teleportation circle. We found a secret marking that now we know may have significance. And...
multiple. There's more.
Yes, multiple. But there's...
I feel like we need to regroup. Maybe take a rest. Come up with a plan of action. And then come back here and investigate further.
And we need to figure out what's going on with these bugbears, too. Yes?
Well, what's going on with these bugbears is someone is animating them, animating their dead bodies.
I mean, I think there's also, before we get, you know, back to the others, there's the question of what we do with Christopher.
He's like his normal Christopher, his self. Like yeah. Young. Like, he lost. He was taken over. And now
I'm almost wondering if maybe, based on what he described, if somebody possessed him.
That's not the question. I mean, I get that. I'm saying he's acting like he's a kid still. He probably shouldn't be here saying this. So what do we do with him? Because we can't take him home. No one's there.
Doesn't Aileen have
Hey,
yes.
Hey,
Hey, there's another one of those the thing like that just crawled on me.
I will shoot it.
Where?
I don't know, but I'll shoot it.
Yeah. It's right there. It's like coming toward us.
I'm looking and shooting.
Kill it. Kill it.
Yeah, I will try to kill it as soon as I see it.
Nobody sees it.
I don't see it. If I don't see it, it's not real. I've determined. Just, if it's not there for me, it's not there for you. Are you
right,
okay?
I'll throw something at it.
Yeah,
where is it at, Wilder?
I pull out my dagger and I go to attack it.
I'm watching. Bow ready.
You hear a voice in your ear, Wilder. It says,
no, love. They work for us.
Everybody sees me like pause, like dagger in hand, getting ready to strike, and I just lower my hands down, sheath my dagger. Never mind. Must be a side effect of the thing. Maybe a rest is a good idea. Maybe.
Great. Okay, let's get out of here.
None of this
communicate with
my
her
question.
Telepathically.
You can certainly try.
Okay. So I'm going to think to myself, but to her, what exactly are they doing?
Pray with your mouth, love. It seems so insincere when you just think.
And I audibly say, pray with my mouth.
That's better.
What's that?
Never mind.
You? Yeah. Oh, all right.
Sorry.
You didn't see any more spider things, right?
Mm-mm. No. Nope.
So, do we want to revisit my question, or are we just going to gloss over it and keep surging forward like we do?
I mean, could you repeat your question? My mind's been a little.
What are we doing with Christopher?
Oh, yes. Yes, let's regroup. I suppose that's the.
We know we're going back to that. That wasn't the question. Oh my gods. From every pantheon that I can think of.
I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't be making decisions right now. I'm going to just step back here and you guys do what you're going to do and I'll just follow.
We could ask Christopher what he wants to do.
Christopher's going to want to stay with you.
Well, bother. We could see if Aileen's aunt would want to hang out with him.
Well,
she's very nice.
Wouldn't wish that on anybody, including Christopher. I wouldn't wish that on Zeus. So there's that.
She's that bad.
You've not met Tilda.
No, I have not met. I have not.
Count yourself lucky.
I thought she sounded nice.
Perhaps I misspoke.
Anyway, well, I don't really want to lose him again.
Yeah, but I feel like if we bring him with us, that's what'll happen. If not physically, then at least, you know, he won't be him.
Right.
And that's the one thing that's like, he's him again, I guess. So.
I know. I know. I've got it. Listen here.
Listening.
I'm all ears.
Two words. A brother, Panda. We've got a great little monastery.
Alternatively, I was thinking we should find Gareth.
Oh.
I was about to say, we could probably take him to the church.
The church?
Some folks there could look after him. But wait.
Yes.
That's not a great idea because he's undead.
Which is why I was thinking we should find Gareth. Because he's not at the church.
No. It would be great. Gareth would be wonderful for Christopher during this time. Callum, you always have the best ideas.
Well, that's debatable.
Why don't we listen to you more often?
I don't know. Truly.
I love how you guys want to take him to Gareth after Gareth tried to convince that vampire to kill himself.
Also me. But I've been kind of, you know, wanting to see where he's at too.
Well, I'm not for knowing where he went.
I know someone in Waterdeep that, you know, can cast Sending. We could probably find him.
Oh, if we rest, I could cast Sending.
You can cast Sending?
I can do that now.
You need to pay money for it.
Well, I used to be able to do it. That's fairly recently acquired ability. But I don't have it prepared. I'd need the rest.
How many times can you send that or use it?
Three.
We'll talk about it later. Don't worry about it. There's someone else I'd like to talk to, you know, to reassure or something, but it's fine.
Okay. I'm right here, Callum. You can just talk to me.
Pooh. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
All right, well, now there's one other person that I need to cast sending to, but Pooh's off the list, so there's that.
Oh, good. I'm
glad we got that sorted.
We're out of the cave. This is great. Aileen, there you are.
Sure, why not?
Is everybody okay? There was quite a ruckus.
Not really, but that's par for the course here.
You are still surrounded by a bunch of undead bugbears.
Yeah, I stopped paying attention to them. They seem fine.
They seem pretty low on the list of things to worry about at the moment.
They're pretty tame.
Christopher and I have just been talking about what it's like growing up as a bugbear.
What's
versus
like?
In a bakery.
Did you grow up as a bugbear?
No, I grew up in the bakery. He grew up as a bugbear.
Right. Yes, that makes sense.
Yes.
I thought that was self-explanatory.
Well, you never know.
It is pink.
Perhaps we should, you know, find a place in which we can keep an eye on the mouth of the cave and rest while we keep watch.
Well, if Aileen can put up that bubble thing again, then we could do it right here. No need to go anywhere.
You know, I feel strongly as though I like that hut, but also that if Zeus tried to get in the hut, he probably would be able to do it.
Well, what if we just come back past those fallen trees?
We could go back up above on the cliff. Then we'd be
just, you know, somewhere we could see, but be safe at the same time, instead of just, you know, pitching our tent right in the middle of the opening where we
to the cliff.
You know, ruined
to
his
the cliff.
Chances. Yeah.
What a wonderful cliff.
Okay. So you guys go up the cliff.
I would like it known. Kelm throws his knife up there and then teleports.
Do I see any more organ crabs on the way?
You do see them skittering about.
Okay. As we're heading that way, I've kind of dropped back enough so that I can pray through my mouth, if you will.
I don't like the suggestion that was given by who I can only assume is Wilder's new sugar mama. No, thanks.
So how are they supposed to help?
Oh, baby. I didn't say that they were going to help. I said they serve us. And by us, I mean me.
So they're watching me?
No. They are my messengers.
Does this agreement come with any kind of a rule book or anything? Because this is very confusing.
My love, the only thing is you have sworn yourself to me, and that's all that matters.
Okay, so free to do what I want, unless you ask otherwise, right?
I believe that's the gist of it.
Good. Okay. Okay. All right. And so this is how we communicate. I talk, you talk, like a conversation.
Isn't that how conversations happen?
Indeed. Sorry to bother you with stupid questions.
Oh, it's never a bother when you talk to me.
Okay. And I joined back up with everybody else.
Eric is squirming. I think this is the first time I've ever made Eric uncomfortable, and it doesn't have anything to do with him.
I don't want it.
I'm just waiting for next episode when Wilder all of a sudden just says Eldritch Blast for no reason. And we're like, I wonder what happened.
When dealing with supernatural beings, we don't make deals with ones whose alignments say CE after them.
Or anyone that says, my love. Just like that. Like, we just...
Yeah. Yeah.
They're in the no column.
Yeah. There's certain unreputable gods and goddesses, and One's with a female body and female torso, and then a large spider body is one of the more unreputable ones. Yeah.
If one of your party members has to take their headphones out when you meet them the first time, you shouldn't make deals with them.
Yeah. 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 It's the better choice is be her snack. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Anyway, that is the better choice.
This is for talking games material here is what this is.
Someone cut this and put it into talking
games. All right. So anyway, so Wilder, you catch up with them.
So,
here we are.
Right. What are we doing? Just camping out?
Yep.
There is a hut. Feel free to go in.
Yep.
All right.
Stumblefoot is going to grab a corner of the hut. I know it's round. And sit down and immediately start to pray because this has been a bad day.
The dove. I see the dove again.
Do I? I'm pretty sure I also saw it.
Yeah, you see it too.
Yeah. Me and Orbog will talk about it later. I believe Orbog.
And subject number one is Wilder. We're going to pray for that poor guy.
Okay.
And
but pray with your mouth.
Sure. Subject number two is we're going to ask for guidance with what to do with Christopher and help, some help finding and getting a hold of Gareth.
Okay.
So those are the prayers. We're praying.
Okay. Anybody else doing anything?
I'm going to go ask Stumblefoot if I can join him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do we want to go ahead? You go ahead and do that.
I'm going to awkwardly just stand next to him at first while he's does Stumblefoot kneel? Does he sit down? What's he doing? Does he prostrate himself face down?
No, he probably just sits down.
I'm just going to come sit close.
Okay. Do I assume that I notice Callum come over?
He's not subtle. He's stealthy. Subtle, but sense. No.
I'll stop in the middle of what I'm doing and pop an eye open and say, "Oh, hello. care to join?"
You're dependent on what you're doing, maybe.
Well, I'm praying.
Yeah, I don't really know how. Still, I think we established that in an episode prior, but I don't remember.
It's pretty easy. You know how you have a conversation like we are right now? I do the same thing.
If there's one thing I've learned about me, it's that I'm very good at conversation.
Right, well, just say what's on your mind.
Out loud? Or,
Well, if pray I'm not with other people.
My love.
If I'm doing it by myself, I typically, it's an internal dialogue, but if it would be easier, we can vocalize it.
I don't know that it would.
Okay.
For me.
Well,
but I don't, how do you, if you're praying inside, how do they hear it?
Well, we're gonna have to, God's big enough; he can hear our thoughts.
All of them.
Aye, yeah, that's part of being omniscient.
That is unfortunate for him.
He's got big shoulders; he can carry it.
I guess, but that's a lot. That's a lot of thoughts.
Aye, it is.
Right. So you just think, then.
Yeah, that's the aye. I bring my. I usually start off by thanking him for the day, thanking him for the things he's blessed me with, and then
thanks comes third, Eric. If we're going through Acts, okay?
Well, that's how I start. I start with a grateful heart,
adoration, confession, thanksgiving. So you just start. By saying he thinks.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you're gonna offend him. He's heard it all.
So, you know, what about, you know, the days that you don't have things to say thank you for?
Then I don't say thank you for anything. But so far, I found that, I mean, if you look around, there's always something to be thankful for. I mean, we got out of that cave alive. That's something to be thankful for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And we're not mindless zombies. So, you know, another thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, so we just say what we're thankful for in our head then.
Or you can start there. See, you can say it out loud. You can say it in your heart. Whichever works best. And then, you know, sometimes I might acknowledge how great God is to me. And then I might bring some things that sometimes I talk to him about things that I've done that I wish I hadn't done. Ask for forgiveness. Sometimes I pray for other people. I bring my problems to him and ask for help. And then sometimes I just listen.
To what?
Sometimes I listen for him to answer. It's never in a voice. Well, that's not true. Sometimes your dad shows up and speaks on his behalf, and that's always unsettling. Every time. Freaks me out. It's weird.
Yeah, I'd say anytime he shows up, it kind of freaks me out too.
I'm not used to it yet. It's strange. Sometimes I don't hear anything. I'll be honest with you. I don't hear something every single time. But sometimes I get, there's a whisper, a small voice that I hear in my head or my heart, and I know what to do. Or you feel comforted. That's all there is to it.
I see. I think. I don't really. But yeah, do you want to go first then?
Aye, sure. I'll go first. Oh. And this is the part where Catherine makes me pray in front of an audience.
As someone that hates praying in front of people, I'm sorry.
we actually can go ahead and skip the other people here. Unless there was a theme you were going with here, Squid. Were you driving towards something to push this scene?
Not particularly. I mean, I think this is good bonding moments. Right. I know what Callum would pray for us. But I won't make Eric pray.
So, you know, you and Wilder spend some time praying.
Wilder's there.
I'm sorry, I've not Wilder.
Prayed with Wilder.
Wilder prayed with his mouth earlier, all right?
I don't want to pray with Wilder right now because I don't think we're praying to the same person. And
but, you know, Stumblefoot prays about those things that he just had mentioned prior to your guys' conversations. Do you pray about anything in particular, Squid?
Hold on, a cat showed up. Callum will like listen, be generally confused for half of it. And when he prays, it's mostly just to you know, whoever you are. Because is there a name? Am I supposed to a name that I'm supposed to say?
There's lots of names. The Almighty God, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You can call him Heavenly Father if you want.
Father's a touchy subject, you know.
You could just pray just to God. Sometimes some people call him Jehovah.
Yeah,
that's a name.
All right. Well, God, one of, yeah, whatever. I guess just thank you, since I'm supposed to start with that. I'm glad and thanks that Christopher's alive and that he doesn't remember. And if you could, you know, just let him stay like he is now, that'd be good. Is that good?
That was a great prayer, Callum.
Yeah, I don't have anything else, I guess.
It doesn't have to be long, and it doesn't have to be fancy.
Callum, as you prayed that, you also saw the dove descend down upon you as you were praying.
Oh.
And you hear Orbog goes, "There it is!"
I'm just going to sit quietly with Stumblefoot.
All right, who else has got what going on?
Aileen's eating a cinnamon roll.
And Pooh is eating another cinnamon roll. And Christopher's eating a third cinnamon roll.
Wilder is just contemplating the decision that he's made, trying to understand exactly what he is capable of doing with this sudden influx of
power, but nothing else.
Can you spin a web?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Not in public.
Does everything a spider can.
Can you catch thieves just like flies?
Probably.
Spin them up, rainy.
Anyway, going forward, keep this moving. Are you guys resting there for the evening?
In the hut?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That would make sense.
Who's falling asleep first? I need to know.
I'll take first watch.
No, there's no watches because you're in the hut. You don't have watches.
I'm keeping watch. Just because we're safe in the hut. I still want to see if anyone goes in the cave.
Okay.
I'm not worried about someone like getting us. Things are happening outside still.
Is anybody else following this rhetoric or are y'all just sleeping?
Yeah, I think it'd be good to keep an eye on the cave.
Yeah. Alien will help.
Yeah, we definitely should set a watch.
Okay. So as you guys are doing watches, is anybody staying? Are you guys just going to do your own watches or are you guys going to help each other out?
Yeah, we're going to help.
That's an organized watch. I assume me and Stumblefoot are together. So.
What was that, Kel?
I assume me and Stumblefoot are together because we're chilling in a knot corner.
All right. So as everybody lays down to rest, Kellum and Stumblefoot, I need you guys to make perception checks.
Lost my sheet, hang on. 18.
9.
All right. Stumblefoot, you're just kind of staring off into space. You've had a long day. Got a lot on your mind.
Yeah, I'm considering a lot of things.
Kellum, you don't notice much happening with the cave, but when you turn around and just kind of look at your surroundings, you notice that Wilder is, as he's sleeping, you notice wisps of white hair start to go around him. And as time goes on over your watch, he begins to cocoon himself in this threaded white silk just material.
Smacking at this side.
I'll look as soon as Callum points it out.
Do you see that? Or is this another thing that I'm just seeing by myself? Because I'm really thinking like I'm losing my mind here. It wasn't a lot left.
I see that. That's bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 I don't have the full gist of what happened because I wasn't listening for a large portion of time, but that doesn't seem good.
No, that's definitely the opposite of normal.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really the plumb line for what's normal, but that ain't it. Do we do something? Do we kill him?
I don't know.
Do we pray about it?
I want to try. Can I try and figure out based on context clues what's going on? Because, I mean, metagaming, I know exactly what's going on, but Stumblefoot doesn't.
I mean, yeah, you can roll. What are you rolling?
Well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. What should I roll to try and, based on the information that he gave us, the information I have from the encounter with the organ crab and what's happening now, is there enough for me to piece together what possibly could be going on?
No, but go ahead and roll a nature check.
Well, that's an 11.
Being as rudimentary as this is, that's still good enough.
Okay.
That definitely looks like what a certain web-bearing creature would spin around. Thank you. What a certain web-bearing creature would spin around its food or an egg sac.
Okay. That's bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Can we try and cut him out of it?
It looks like he's doing it to himself, though, doesn't it? Am I crazy?
No, it looks like it's coming out of him, but it's not right. Okay.
Have you seen something? I've seen so little in my life.
this is one of those points when I would pray because I'm outside of my depth here, and so, you know, higher power help. This is one of those times.
Hey, Dad, if you wanted to show up.
Yeah. If the keeper wants to show up, be okay with me too.
You hear as you say this, Callum. You hear a thunk on top of the dome.
Because Aileen's not a fan.
You hear, oh, what the heck?
I will step out of it. Hey. Hello.
Did y'all intend for me to hit that?
No, that was, you know, unintentional. If I had known, I still would have done it. But that's beside the point. That is neither here nor there. I've had a rough day. So, you know. So, you know Wilder, right? You've met him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Dubious, at best. Do you know...
He's got a lot of potential. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, so did I in my younger years, but there it went.
Not as far as what I've heard. Listen, I've heard you started praying.
Yeah, it's fine. We're not... I have a very specific question.
I just want to say I'm very proud of your decision.
Thank you, I guess.
Like, just bursting at the seams with pride for you, my boy.
Thank you. None of this had to do with why I asked you to come here. Have you ever seen someone cocoon themselves in a web like they're a spider?
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have an example?
I would love to show you, but I can't get you inside. But just imagine, like, you know, like cocooning, like the web all around, but it's a person.
Stumblefoot will grab Wilder by where his feet were and drag him out.
Wilder, make a constitution check, please.
Great. Oh, no. I'm just going to continue trying to explain what cocooning is to my father.
What'd you roll?
22.
We're a nat 20.
Yeah, you wake up as someone grabs your foot and starts dragging you. As you do this, the sack splits and Wilder sits up from his sleep.
Wilder, you need to come with me now.
Okay. I follow Stumblefoot.
And we're going to take him out of the dome.
As you walk out of the dome, Wilder, you see a familiar looking 6'5" gentleman with shoulder length black hair. Oh, hey, Wilder, how you doing?
Wilder was just in a spiderweb cocoon.
Yeah, he was the one. You know, the hypothetical that I gave you that wasn't hypothetical, and I said it was Wilder.
I was what?
While you were sleeping, spiderwebs started coming out of you and were winding themselves all around you. Like, you know, like when, a spider, like, winds up a fly to eat it later? Mm-hmm. You were it, like that.
You were the fly and the spider at the same time, which is really weird.
This is not funny. Stop it. Stop it.
I'm going to point to the spider webs on the ground inside of the tent or the dome where he was just sleeping.
Callum just points at Wilder.
when you look into the dome to point, they have disintegrated.
So, you know, does that make sense to you? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Who are you talking to?
My father.
Oh.
I know he doesn't listen often. But
no, I just wanted to understand the context of your talking, because...
Callum has only been talking to this man the whole time.
Gotcha. So he's like, you mean to tell me that Wilder was wrapped in spider webs when he was asleep?
Yes. Oh, also, earlier today, he was bitten by a thing that crawled into his flesh and nestled into his heart and then bit his heart. And then his veins got dark. And then, but we killed it. So there's something, I think.
Wilder, the keeper looks at you. And I'm going to be honest, as the DM, I was not expecting you guys to invoke the keeper in this situation. So
this is my new lot in life, is praying. So,
Wilder, you want to explain something, or do I need to pull this out of you? Because, I mean, I'm going to let you come clean, but if you don't...
Right before I start to answer him, I whisper, am I allowed to tell him this?
My love, you should declare your love for me anywhere you feel it's necessary.
What Callum was saying, and Anyway, so I went unconscious. That's the word. And I was met by this very attractive, like, spider lady. And I'm just kind of, she's given me some power to help us do what we're doing, to take down Zeus or whatever. So, I mean, that's what happened. What did I do wrong? I feel like I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, I mean,
I think you're already in trouble.
I mean, you are your own person. You can make your own decisions, but are you familiar with someone by the name of Lolf?
Doesn't ring a bell. Like, cousin,
do I know who Lolf is even?
If anybody would like to roll a religion check on that, feel free.
I definitely would.
Go ahead and roll with advantage, Stumblefoot, being as you are a cleric.
Sweet.
Oh, a 16. Oh, I didn't use my Sage's Portal dice, that's why.
I got a dirty 20.
I am interested
else rolling on that?
In all the things of the deep, dark, creepy crawly, so I guess it makes sense.
Aileen's asleep. I don't know about Pooh.
Yeah, Pooh and Aileen are sleeping.
Pooh and Aileen are asleep, that's right.
Yep, we're out.
Yeah, anybody who, both Stumblefoot and Callum know who Lolf is.
Hold on, now I have to refresh my memory on who Lolf is. Give me a second.
Bad. She's bad. Very, very bad. Bad juju.
Callum's going to be like, you met Lolf? That's super cool.
I guess.
I posted a link if anybody needs a refresher course.
It's not super cool.
Riverside chat.
I mean, like, I suppose in practice meeting her is probably not super cool, but like, it's a little cool.
I mean, what exactly did she ask of you when you met her?
I remember she kissed me, which was phenomenal. Like, I don't want to say like devotion, that seems like a very strong word.
Did she kiss you?
Yes. Yes, she did. Normally I don't kiss and tell, but you know.
Did she say something to the effect of swear yourself to me?
That would be accurate, yes.
Son, are you aware that you essentially have just, how to put this? You've just married yourself to the Queen of Spiders.
Well, that seems...
And I wasn't even invited to the ceremony.
I mean, married though, like, I mean...
Does she talk to you?
Yes.
What does she call you?
My love?
Yeah.
I mean, but...
He looks at the other two of you. Have either of you two ever heard anything about Lolth being affectionate with anybody?
No.
I'm wildly unfamiliar with the concept of affection, so no.
I'm picking up some jabs from you. Should I leave?
Nah, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's you're making it sound worse than it is. I mean, married is too much. I'm not a commitment kind of guy. It's just...
You know that she's a demon, right?
No, not. She can't be a demon. She's a very gorgeous woman with a spider lower half. I've seen some strange things. How is this abnormal?
Well, yeah, she has a reputation of being not the nicest, pretty capricious. She thrives on chaos, typically through misery and pain and suffering.
Sounds like Pooh.
What?
I don't know that Pooh thrives on suffering.
Well, the chaos part then.
The chaos, you know, a little closer to, you know, someone else that I don't particularly like. And in retrospect, I suppose that it wasn't cool when I met him. So it probably wouldn't be cool if I met Lolf, but, you know.
Rather wicked reputation.
Okay, so it's not like I can back out of this now, right? I'm kind of in this together, but we can make the most of it, right? I mean, we track down Zeus. Actually, come to think of it, she did say something about wanting to get rid of Carrick. That can't be bad, right?
But does she want to remove someone to fill a void? Or does she want to remove someone because she thinks they have bad intentions?
The only reason that someone like Loth would want to remove someone like Kerrick is because she either views him as a threat or she wants his power for herself. Or both.
Well, let's just go with the threat part for us and just... I don't know what I can do. Like, maybe I'm like... I can shoot like pillars of fire out of my hand or something like that and we'll just kill him just like that.
Wilder, replacing something bad with something bad doesn't make the bad thing that you replaced better.
You're probably right. You're right. But I don't think if she's as bad as you say she is, which I have to disagree at this point.
I can't overstate how bad she is. Like, the worst.
But...
Well, I don't know about the worst.
She turns people into spider, half spider, half like centaurs, but spiders for fun.
Some might say I'm empowering them.
Some might say she's empowering them.
Oh. You know, it's really, you know, it's mostly just a question of, you know, are they willing parties, even if ignorant?
No, never.
Never, it's never not a willing. Gift. Because it sounded a lot like Wilder was very willing. So,
no, the people that she turns into spider creatures are never willing. It's a punishment.
Okay, but I mean, she knows that I'm your friends. You're my friends, and if married, she's not going to hurt you at all.
Oh, she will. She does not care.
Have you ever known that because you're married to someone, your spouse can't be mean to your friends? Because that doesn't sound accurate.
I mean,
sounds very false.
I think Callum has the right on this one.
I don't know much about marriage or spouses or friends, so I don't know for sure, but seems like.
I mean, maybe, but how about this? I know everybody's kind of freaked out about it. Let's just wait it out, see how it works, and maybe it'll be nothing. It just...
I don't think you're grasping... Let me put this in perspective for you. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being sunshine, lollipops, and unicorns, and 10 being the 9 rings of hell burning you at the tips of your toes of good and bad things, Loth is 1,265.
Wait, what was the highest one?
Now he's just being facetious.
Yeah.
Now you're just being facetious. Now you're just making stuff up.
Dad, do you want to chime in here? That felt weird. I don't know if I liked that.
My boy.
Mm-mm.
I am so proud of
you. Nope, I don't. I'm going to tell you to leave in a second if you keep that up. It made me uncomfortable deep inside. How do you feel about Loth? Because I really base my perceptions on others from your views.
Stumblefoot is very correct. Loth is a very, very, very bad thing.
But so what about him then?
If I can't make the decisions for Wilder, I mean, he made a choice out of his own volition. I can't tell him who he can and cannot marry. So,
but did he make a good choice?
Oh, God, no.
All right, just checking. I don't know, but we don't need to kill him. So
that really means something coming from someone who's an angel.
Just jealous because I got kissed and you didn't, but that's fine. Whatever.
I've been kissed. I've got proof right here.
I'm a little jealous. There is no proof that you got kissed at all, actually.
Nope.
None.
I don't need to know that.
Well, at least once.
No, there is absolutely no proof that there was no proof of kissing involved, actually.
I mean, do you want proof? Is that what we're going for here?
No, who are you going to kiss, Wilder? Just, you can kiss him now if you want. He's got a thing for kissing deities, so.
I'm not a deity.
Yeah, well, you answered one, so close enough.
I think everybody's making a big deal about it. Let me go back to bed, and we'll...
I'm mostly upset that, one, I wasn't invited to the wedding and I thought I'd be best man. And two, that, you know, you were cocooned for a little while and it was a little scary. So.
Sorry. Sweetheart, love of my life, is there anything I can do about being cocooned? Can I not do that?
Well, how would I protect you, my love?
It's protection.
I'd like to submit that I'm very protective.
You were inside a bubble.
Protective bubble.
You were already inside a bubble that nothing could get through.
Well, you never know. Pooh could have sat on me. I could have slept walk. Never know. She's looking out for my best interests. Everybody's just making a big deal out of it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's go to bed. I'm not drinking anymore. I don't feel like I need a drink. I actually feel pretty great other than I want to go to bed. So,
yeah. I don't know. I think on the scale of, priorities here, trading off a drinking problem for your eternal soul, maybe you got the raw end of the deal here, but that's just me.
I'm not one to say one way or another. It was mostly just concern for your, ability to breathe and live.
Well, that's where it started, but, now that we found out that he's, married himself to the Queen of Spiders, well... sure, yeah, but, drinking problems kicked. All right, hey, that's great.
I don't know, I still think it's kind of cool, but...
She's a great kisser, though, and I think that's Stumpy's problem.
No, not my problem. Nope.
Great kisser.
Nope.
But are you a little jealous, though?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm frightened. I'm scared for Wilder because he's encountered a very, very bad thing and has signed up to be on our team. Like, are you daft, lad?
A little. Yeah.
I've done some not smart things, and I don't think this is the worst thing that I've done.
Definitely the worst thing you've done. Top of the list.
Okay.
I don't know. So. I think, never mind. I won't bring it up. Sore subject.
You're upset, and that's fine. I understand. But let's just stop talking about it. I won't bring it up if you don't bring it up, and that'll be that. Shake on it.
So is she just listening all the time?
Stumblefoot crosses his arms tightly across his chest.
That's a gnome for you. And I head back into the tent, the hut.
Oh.
Well, that doesn't answer my question, because he left before I asked it. But it's fine. Do we know if she can just hear us all the time? Because we already have, my friend.
I don't work for that team, so... I don't know.
It was kind of just a question rhetorically to the void at this point. Because, I feel like we have you listening all the time, and then my other friend, and then now Wilder's friend. Although, I don't think I ever kissed mine. So there's that, which I think is probably for the best, because I'm not interested. It's been a long day. I'm going
to
go to bed.
You begin to have flashbacks to another... I'm kidding.
The worst torture ever inflicted.
Man, this show got weird.
So I've not slept in a while, and I'm gonna go, I guess. This was enlightening, I think.
All right, I just want you to know,
if you say you're proud of me again, I'm not gonna call you again.
Maybe lay off the proud papa moment just a wee bit.
All right, well, I love you. And he flashes and goes away.
All right. I'm going to go inside.
And that's where we're going to end it this evening, because I have a roast I need to take out of a crock pot. I did not intend for this to go till 9 o'clock.
It's 11 p.m.
I was trying to bail out of this a long time ago.
So I just wanted to pray with a man. I don't know what happened.
I know. I thought we were going to pray and that was going to be it. We're going to be done for the night. And then someone's like, oh, spider webs.
The man's in a cocoon.
I felt the need to out Dave. So, but that being said, everybody out there in listener land, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate your...
And you know what? We're proud of you.
He was proud of you. I'm just saying.
I don't believe it.
But thanks for listening. For you patrons out there, we appreciate your patronage. If you want to support us and you can't afford to be your patron, that is totally fine. Please like, rate, subscribe, and all that good stuff on whatever platform you listen to us, that puts us in front of like-minded individuals. Feel free to check out our merch shop at playinggameswithstrangers.com. Send us an email. Interact with us. We love to interact with you. Be our friends on Facebook. And I think that covers all the bases. So with that being said, thank you. Good night.
Thanks, Rangers.
You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast, featuring the voices of John Haryu, Celeste Mora, Dave Clements, Josiah Crandall, J.S. Earls, Catherine Cherwinski, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening.